4th of January, 1936. Talk number 126. Dr. Side again asked, "Should anyone desirous of spiritual progress take to action or renunciation?" Maharshi, "Do you go out of the self? What is meant by giving up?" An American engineer asked about satsang, association with sages. Maharshi, "Sat is within us." Devotee, "In the book, Who Am I?, you have said the heart is the seat of the mind. Is it so?" Maharshi, "The mind is Atman." Devotee, "Is it Atman itself or its projection?" Maharshi, "The same." Devotee, "The Westerners look on the mind as the highest principle, whereas the Easterners think the contrary. Why?" Maharshi, "Where psychology ends, there philosophy begins. This is experience. The mind is born, we see it. Even without the mind, we exist. There is everyone's experience to prove it." Devotee, "In deep sleep, I do not seem to exist." Maharshi, "You say so when awake. It is the mind which speaks now. You exist in deep sleep beyond mind." Devotee, "Western philosophy admits the higher self as influencing the mind." Talk number 127. The American engineer asked, "Does distance have any effect upon grace?" Maharshi, "Time and space are within us. You are always in yourself. How do time and space affect it?" Devotee, "In radio, those who are nearer hear sooner. You are Hindu, we are American. Does it make any difference?" Maharshi, "No." Devotee, "Even thoughts are read by others." Maharshi, "That shows that all are one." 5th of January, 1936. Talk number 128. There were some French ladies and gentlemen and American as visitors to the ashram. They asked Sri Bhagavan several questions. Among them, one was, "What is the message of the East to the West?" Maharshi, "All go to the same goal." To another question, Sri Bhagavan said, "How do you say, I am? Do you take a light to find yourself? Or did you come to know it on reading books? How?" The questioner said, "By experience." Maharshi, "Yes. Experience is the word. Knowledge implies subject and object, but experience is non-terminous, eternal." 6th of January, 1936. Talk number 129. An elderly gentleman, formerly a co-worker with B.V. Narasimha Swami, an author of some Vishishtadvaita work, visited the place for the first time. He asked about rebirths, if it is possible for the subtle body to get dissolved and be reborn in 2 years after death. Maharshi, "Yes, surely. Not only can one be reborn, One may be 20 or 40 or even 70 years old in the new body, though only 2 years after death. Sri Bhagavan cited Lila's story from Yoga Vasishtha. Here, jnana stands for knowledge without practice. Abhyasa stands for practice without knowledge. Dhyana stands for practice with knowledge. Quote, knowledge without practice accompanying it is superior to practice without knowledge. Practice with knowledge is superior to knowledge without practice accompanying it. Action without desire is superior to knowledge with practice. Devotee, what is the difference between yoga and surrender? Maharshi, surrender is bhakti yoga. To reach the source of the I thought is the destruction of the ego, is the attainment of the goal, is surrender, jnana, etc. Talk number 130. Lakshman Brahmachari from Sri Ramakrishna Mission asked, inquiry of who am I or of the I thought being itself a thought, how can it be destroyed in the process? Maharshi, when Sita was asked who was her husband among the rishis, Rama himself being present there as a rishi in the forest by the wives of the rishis, she denied each one as he was pointed out to her, but simply hung down her head when Rama was pointed out. Her silence was eloquent. Similarly, the Vedas are also eloquent in neti, neti, not this, not this, and then remain silent. Their silence is the real state. This is the meaning of exposition by silence. When the source of the I thought is reached, it vanishes, and what remains over is the self. Devotee, Patanjali Yoga Sutras speak of identification. Maharshi, identification with the Supreme is only the other name for the destruction of the ego.